You regret a lot of it. It still haunts you today. People that say have gone through it and yeah, I've done this and that, it haunts you.
A lifetime in Otangarei has seen social worker Martin Kaipua move through significant changes in his life. From head gang member to CEO of Hauwere Empire, Te Hauwa Fuel Fuel Trust.
We were a really high-strung family. We understood the nature of that environment because they've really experienced it, and violence was a key factor to it. We understood rejection. We understood idealism around fighting to survive. Like most of us who have been in that environment, growing up hasn't necessarily been beneficial or what you call nurturing. We've taken that pain in some cases out into the wider world in search of probably one, identity, two, culture and nurturing.
In the 1980s, Kaipua moved his way up the ranks of the Whangarei Black Power, which came with experiences that still haunt him.
We had a notable reputation. Not just in Whangarei, but in the north. And you talk about the wars that you were in, and you know, I've seen friends die. Probably would have been better if we had gone to war, purely because in most of the battles we had were against our own blood because of our belief.
Kaipua's wife of 40 years, Janine, said those early years were lonely, but she learnt to adapt to life as the wife of a Black Power member.
Martin was full on in the gang when I met him. They were a bit scary actually, straight off, because I hadn't been around that ever. It wasn't so much that it was hard, it was more that it was lonely. You had to sort it out because the boys would go on a run, like the prayers would just pull up. It's like later, and you had to work out what later meant, you know. So you kind of adapted really quick and you got really self-sufficient.
After almost 20 years in the Black Power, the turning point came when Martin's younger brother took a life sentence for a murder he did not commit.
My young brother, he was only 15, 16 at this stage. He was accused of murder and he did a life sentence. It's almost a death. You know, you're anticipating everything as it's read out. Everything's in slow motion. So it just sort of broke you. You know, and he was our baby. He was our baby brother. So I rang up my brother, who was a national leader at that time, told him, that's me. Now I'm walking away from it. And I suppose that learning has taken me into the business side of it. And it is, like, the changes now has been about walking that talk and leading from the front.